Hello.
Sean Rabinowski.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you keeping?
Baruch Hashem. Just let me switch on the thing or else we'll have a fit. Just now, I hear you. Okay. Now it's gone. Good. Okay. Hello?
Yes, we
are. Ready?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we're holding here in the Sivat Zrizus. Purim did a bit Weleos. Okay. I think we're holding in the Omnum Kediver Chacham Medrash. Is that the way we're holding? Or we're still before by Zela?
One second.
I'm a Kufpe Dalet.
Kufpe Dalet. Did we finish the paragraph there on Kufpe Dalet? Really key?
I think yes, but I don't know if anyone has any opinion about it. I think my impression is yes, so we'll start Omno Tidivre Chachomne Medrish.
Okay.
Omno Tidivre Chachomne Medrish nearly. Kimasha Omno Lecher on the Mola Otsel. Kosuk Ze Nema. Al Misho Otsel the Torah. Va'ol of Omno Lecher on the Mola Otsel. Va'ol of Tokom Bekayet Slachmo. Ube Medrish. He brings Maim Chazal, famous because there's so strong quoted. Rabban Ami Shivat Ram on the Shlema Otzel. Shlema Moloch said several things about an Otzel. In other words, how far laziness goes. Mashama Moshe Gadol Mikulo. And Moshe Rabbeinu describes an Otzel even more powerful than the other did. Ketzad. Amo the Otzel Rabba Fe'ir. Lech Matar Mimenu. And they tell him, no, you know, your Rebbe is here. How about learning? But Moshe is a very much Mishrani Min Arisha B'derach. Minayin Shema Amma Otzel Shacha B'derach. Second, Amma Harei Rabba B'techa Medino. And when the Chetzloi, the Mishrani Shlei Arib B'techa Rechoyba. This is in a city that's inhabited. And still, you know, he has that fear. Shema Arib Rechoyba. Amma Rei Dor Etzel B'Beischa. It says, Amma Lehen V'Arib Achutz. Shema Amma Otzel Arib Achutz. Amma B'techa Bayez. Heishiv lehen, v'imboilechani yimoyt v'dals nol alimach zirboh. Amulei pasuachu minayim, shem adelos tosav al tireha, v'ofo mitosay. So, even if there's pasuach, v'soy for yodeh maloshiv, amulein, v'edel pasuach or nol, v'vaksham ilisha na'at. I want to sleep a bit more. Minayim shem admosay otol tishkav, amul v'boik mishnosi v'boika, Nasal upon a blechol, mis atal, los echtiv, minayin shem atom, and also yom talachat, nil a shivopi. The ezu shvi, and what's the seventh dag of atal? Mechoyrev, otzel yachresh, yishol bekot of ayin. Mao mechoyrev, otzel yachresh, omeshe mechoy, zeo she'ena lo meteor ben arusoy, omevak is lo meteor ben ziknus ben yachol. It's someone who doesn't learn when he's young, then he tries to learn when he's old, and he doesn't have anymore. So, the Chazal described playing on the Psukim with Shlomo HaMelech different dargas on the Otzel. The piece that's missing here that he pulls in later is that the Otzel Shal Moshe is Gadol B'Kulon Shinamik Yikrov L'Chadov Moed V'Pichu Bach L'Atzoy Tzoy. It means it's mamish inside you and it's ready to go out and it still doesn't come out. That's the final one. It says like this. It is kind of very strange, all the different things. And what's the pshat? There are seven daggers in the Otzel. The Ki'ilu, what's happening here? The seven madrigas. They don't seem to be terribly, any terribly real Mesudic Mahalach in it. It's just telling us that you can divide it into seven divisions. It's just like this. Biyazer. Nachal katanim shiva biyazer. Ki ha'otzul hu mi sheish le'kheiber ha'teva k'ma sheish le'otzul. The Tachkoras Adam for Rochik Masuchi also. He also a coil goof. Kanefesh Botla Telegami. Ulefiko can erase the Torah for Sichli Qua coil goof. But Dovish will Rochus Novacha Necho to Tain Chalotin. Giz a Tim to Tommy to Homophem Kasho Adova who Nibo Midova at Nechla to Tain Chitis. He says like this. The Atzlus is, let's add one nekuda. The Atzlus is that the person is not of the same. Whenever you need to move something, that's where Atzlus comes in. In other words, in physics, you have something called inertia. That which is in a static position resists change, and the resistance of change is something that is the inertia of the chayfet. That is simply the same inyan of the same inyan of atlus on a ruchnitzik level. A person has a certain status in terms of ruchnius, or better said, in terms of physicality. A person is something, and it resists, he resists changing it, and moving it in a direction of change to ruchnius. So being that there are seven levels, so just like there are seven, to look at the seven steps to get someplace, I'm going to need to lift the object seven times. There's going to be seven times a push and a pull from static to moving. The same thing, there's going to be seven steps in from a person who is physical and sort of settled physically to moving forward in a gashmistic way. So he says that the seven ones he doesn't explain them in any particular way, as much as he will find seven steps to stay away from doing something ruchni. Whenever something is different than something else, then you automatically can give seven madregas a difference. Because like every set of spheres is seven spheres, and mainly you can set them apart. And because the body and the seichel are distinct from each other, so you can automatically insert seven madregas that the guf needs to push forward in order to overcome, in order to get the seichel. There are some people who are total bal chaymer, and the chaymer stops them from getting chachma. They're too hungry, and So there are seven dargis of how far a person can be away from chokhma. So the point, a central point that he's making here is as follows. The mohus of a person is hungry, not only in the sense we think of Tivus and Yetzirah, but in a deeper way, the hungry expresses itself with dissatisfaction with a ruchnistic undertaking. A person is not excited about a ruchnistic undertaking. It's not something he's enthusiastic about. It's not something that he does it eagerly. There's a very famous Goyen. The Goyen says, Batar kinisa metafil lechet. By Rus or by Arpa. So it says Naomi told them to bug off and, you know, go home and everything, forget about her. Rus persisted and she said no and so on. So it says Naomi, Batar kinis ametasil lechet. She saw that they're trying hard, that she's trying hard to go. So she let her stay with her. The Pasha Pshat is because she saw trying so hard, she said Rachmanet and said she felt bad. The Goyin says a different shot. The Goyin says sometimes a person has a mice that he's doing. They're not sure if it's a Tahara or it's a Tov. Lumoshul, somebody sitting in a learning based medrash, somebody needs some help to do something. And he's not sure, is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So the Goyin says that there's a litmus test. A person himself is ruchnis, is gashmis. It is not natural for him to be eager to do mitzvahs. If a person finds himself overly eager to do mitzvahs, then it's a good simon. That's probably not coming from a good mucker. It's like if a Rebbe asks a class, somebody volunteers to do something, if everybody's volunteering, you can be pretty sure that it's less than a mitzvah. With nobody questions to do it, it probably is. So the Gordon says, she wasn't sure if this is some sort of wild enthusiasm on her part, or she's got issues back home, or who knows what. But she sort of, she was struggling to get to it. Then she recognized that it must be coming from a good makom, because the person is naturally physical. Ruchnistic enterprises don't naturally enthuse the goof, and that's why there are these different madrigas of atzlos. The atzlos is the natural sense of not being, of not wanting to change the ruchnis. In a certain sense, we spoke last time a little bit of a different angle, why it is that the Mesilas Yesharim starts, the first rung of Kiyum Mitzvah he calls Zrizus. I wondered about it, because the Zrizus, the way it's used colloquially, it's a nice touch, nice finishing touch to Maisa Mitzvah. But it's hard to see that the mitzvah itself. The answer is the process, mitzvah's essays, they're not only good deeds in the sense, well, you did a good deed and it's great. It's that the person become a ruchnisticker. The mitzvah's also essays have as a function to keep a person away from gashmias. The mitzvah's essays have as a function to get a person to be a ruchni. And Zrizus is a description of a person whose natural mahus is ruchnis. Rav Misham b'medrish ki pasul shom meisha gal mikula. V'nayin shdem ki korev lach adol v'mod v'fir v'ofa ha'fayse. Here is that. Ki moinei ha'chayim min ha'chach matayin ha'veil ma'shamayim. It's true that Chomrius is something that keeps a person away from Chachma in a general sense, Stem Havdalen. And that Tayyum Madriga Shmina for Chachma. Tayyum is even more refined, for the Arabs of the Kamu Kaimais. Ki Sechel Aloyki Hi Atayra Hi Shmini. So Torah is one step further removed from Gashmias than Chachma Klolius. If they shall oil should never be time a basis, because it's above this world. Well, Ze Yishmanea Oishmini, so there's an eighth step still. So you have here an example. This is a more clear example where the thing is already, it's there. It's the other ones, the first seven madrigas are all madrigas where the person hasn't yet gotten there. This description is somebody who's there already. it means that the Maisa Mitzvah has reached already a darga of his hair, and it just needs to come out, and the person is not bringing it out. It's almost as if a person's done the business deal, and there's a check waiting for him, and he's too lazy to go pick it up. He's already brought himself to some sort of roofing thing like Vegas. He's already done it, accomplished it, and it needs just to make that step in a kohala pole, and that's something which he can't bring himself to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said it's a dagger of Atlas that's unique to the fact that Torah is very distant. Yes. I'm sorry?
Sorry,
Rabbi? Yes.
If it seems that it's almost it's a bit of a paradox. On the one hand, Torah should be very rachuk, b'picha, because of this. What? I don't understand what he's saying.
So the first of that is Moshe, as if Moshe is saying, I think the way he's learning it, it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it is even when you've gotten it, ki karva lecha davar ma'oid v'ficha vavcha, it still doesn't come to the surface. It's still not latzolso. So I think the way he's learning Pshat, it's saying that even if when a person has worked hard and has done, let's take a very clear example. People who keep mitzvahs, and a lot of they brought up from or whatever, they do a lot of mitzvahs, nefesh, and things really, really put a lot of effort into it, and they need a little more to be mechaven what they're doing, a little more to do it exactly right, and they're still not doing it. So basically, saying even if it's in your heart and mouth, you're still not, even when you've got to that point, you still don't bring it out completely. That's, I guess, the way he would be learning it. The Balatanya learns it in his way. This is his thesis in really Sefer Beinim and Tanya, that as opposed in other chachma really is outside the person, and therefore you have all these gaps, and in the nature and it's against your nature in a certain sense. You have to sort of develop, evolve. Torah is something which is very, very deep in a person. And it's a question of bringing it out and realizing it. So it's difficult because it's latent, but it's within rather than without. His muscle that he gives constantly is if a person were to realize that he'd be Maisa Nefesh and allow him to be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, and he had the small effort to get up for davening, he can't do, he would realize the absurdity of it. So there's vainness that he sort of keeps emphasizing, are those vainness of sort of getting the things, sort of realizing this is what you really want and so on. It's quite a different direction than the morale is going, but that's his pshat. But I think the morale is learning the pshat where I'm telling you that Moshe is saying, even when it's in your heart mouth, it still doesn't quite make it. And he said, So the person is already in Torah, and it's waiting. Torah is waiting to on that last place, and it needs to bridge that final piece. So he's basically saying what I'm explaining to you, that Torah itself would be the most distant, and Moshe Rabbeinu emphasizes its distance by showing that even if the person has progressed through all seven and is otherwise waiting to come out, he still has that last hurdle to make it really happen. So I guess Moshe is saying, the fullness of the pasuk is a little bit closer now. He's saying that despite the fact that this is a serious gap, and it's not self-evident that just because you brought yourself to this madrega, you're already holding by doing it, still Akash Baruch will help you with it. I want to explain just in general that it's a reason why a person needs to have the Shmaya for Torah and so on, because it's something that is distant from a person in many ways, and that's why even if it's there and it's holding by it, it still needs to have that final push. Now he's going on the Otzel. He wants to say something about this Otzel who is described as the one who didn't learn when he's young and he's trying when he's old. A person when he's young and he's full of life and he's very, very physical and he's got a lot of physical attractions and draws, needs to put a lot of effort into it to get Torah. And that's called plowing. The plowing is sort of a pre-processing of the soil to break the soil, to make it finer, to loosen the cloth, and so on, to make it possible to get the zera. So the moral gives a description of the tkufas ha'adam as follows. When a person is betzirusai, that's when the earth is at its thickest. That's when the person is most gushim. That's when the person is least ruchni. It requires a lot of amelus at that time of his life. But really, that's the time to plant. Even though a person... He's saying something very profound about Ziknam, Kanim, and so on. We find all over Torah that Kanim have a better das, a better seichel, and inshallah, the Chalikachos, Kenechel, the Yermelacha, and all self describes why it is that Zikna is better for das and eight, and so on and so forth. So one might be under the impression, listen, while he's young, no real Chachm is coming out. So, might as well leave it all for old age. When if the chachma is better when you're old, then have everything at that time. The answer is it's just like Zri and Ketzira. The Harisha is the kufa of when you do the work in the ground, and Ketzira is when you get the results. If a person works hard when he's young and learning, the peiros, the das, and the understanding of it, and so on and so forth, they all come to light when the person is older.
Just a quick question there. How was it possible Rabbi Akiva did what he did? Was it just an anomaly, or just he was a yotzei min hakal?
Well, I would say that Akiva, when he did what he did, it was an extraordinary effort. I mean, you know, did the Harisha he did, it's like, imagine you leave a field neglected and you don't plow it for a long time. When you have to plow it, it's very tough. The muscle Chazal described, was the water wearing down a rock, which is really incredible amount of repetitious activity on rock. And also, it did take a long time, so it was a process of a person going through a certain process. But it seems to be, I mean, from the fact that muscle, like water wearing down a rock, that's a far more difficult task than just plowing soil. So in a sense, this seichel that he acquires when he gets older, that's the final step of it. So the Maharal says in many places that the reason why a person's daat is a lot more reliable and true when he's older is because he's less physical. It's because there's a wearing down of physicality so that the seichel functions a lot better, a lot clearer. Young people, even if they're very bright, they're usually very emotional, hot-headed, hot-tempered, and so on. And that's why their wisdom is suspect, because it doesn't have the refinement. It's way caught up with its desires and with its temperament and its emotions. As a person becomes older and a person becomes more refined, the person then becomes more secular. But what he's saying is it's the things that he put into himself when he was young, they're the ones that come out afterwards. And you see, you see it in people, Gedolim, Gaonim, and so on, who produce great works. When the Bezichnusay, the works seem a lot more refined, a lot clearer. They many times have harat of what they wrote. Tzivusan, the Gemara has Rabbein HaKadosh. When he was young, he felt this way. When he was older, he felt differently. But all of those are predicated on the fact that he cultivated his mind when he was young. In other words, the tkufa for taking peiros and the tkufa for doing the preparatory work are two separate tkufas. And you need to have both of them. If a person stops when he's young, so it never has time for there to be a fruit. If a person could have started when he's young, doesn't neglect it, it will show up later. And he points to the thing, which is getting a body of knowledge to work. When a person is younger, a person is much more, remembers much better, easier for him to work with things, and it sort of becomes part of his material. When he gets older, he has a harder time assimilating this new material, but he has an easier time producing from the old material that he has. So the wise person has gotten a lot of different ideas and experiences and learning when he's young, but they begin to bear fruit with time. The ideas keep sort of percolating in the person's mind, and they come out to be conclusive. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech says to the Otzel, that you look at the Nemola. The Nemola has its kufa when it's busy storing, and it has its kufa when it is enjoying what it's stored up. That's sort of the parallel with Zikna and with the and with the Tehirus and so on.
Can I just add two quick things? First of all, I noticed that I think it looks like there is a typo here in the Maral here has been Chamishim Lebina. I was just looking to figure out who's. I think it's Eta is Chamishim.
Right.
40 is Bina.
You know, I'm not sure one needs to take a look at the Maral of Jesa in Pirkei Avos. He may or may not. It could be a typo here. It could be as it goes there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to take a look there. I don't have the moral here. I could.
I was thinking also it might be Nogea to what Pete was asking about Rabbi Akiva. Maybe there's an Indian Dafka that he was 40 and not 50. He seems to count from 50 as this missing out on the possibility of Harisha.
It's possible. I'm not sure for, the normal mahalach over here is, I just have it right in front of me, his Gersa in Derech Chaim is, in our Barim Levina, Bechamishim Le'etza. Bechamishim Le'etza, let's see if we have another Gersa. No, this is his Gersa. So it's a typo here. And the question I was, the Gemara has a lashon that a young person you should stuff with ideas, suffer like a tura, you should stuff him like an ox with ideas, knowing and understanding and so on, knowing and having a big corpus of knowledge is important. We will talk about it later, and we'll speak about it in fact next time. It's a favorite theme of his about the need to know a lot and so on and so forth. But that's the way he explained it. I want to add just maybe one more knach in terms of the oimek of it. It's not only about what you know, in other words, a certain volume of knowledge, which is important. It's also the way in which a person is trained to think. The input into a person, the building of a person's das, which one of the most important things a person does in yeshiva is to get feedback from a bayim about which type of svara is on mark, which is possible but something likely, which is not on mark, which is something that it just doesn't, it's the wrong type of approach. Those are things that a person is supposed to learn in yeshiva. And that is sort of like, I guess if we wanted to make a analogy, that's sort of like the person's kufa of putting furrows into the ground and sort of working over the ground. Once that's there, once a person has a mock, thinks Yasha, So now anything that sprouts will sprout in straight furrows. They it's a henshach of what was there before. So I think that there might some sort of connection. Not only he speaks about the terms of volume of knowledge, and it is very important. We just spoke about it, and it's not. And we'll see the next piece where he talks about that. But I think it also means in terms of the development of the person's thought process, which is, in Torah, means it's a very Torah development. The person thinks along the lines that the Torah would like you to think. It's a certain approach to things, a perspective, a certain logic. And if a person, the younger a person is, that he's made a profound impact with the type of things that he's put into himself, the more true the things that go out of it, the difference will be. There's a chazal that says that there's a price that says that Talmidei Chachamim calls man shemaskin and daitam mityashvan. Amar it's called man shemaskin and daitam mitarfen, because if you built in these furrows and things are there straight, so what's growing out in your old is yasher. If you neglected it, so what grows out can only be weeds, it can only be, you know, problematic material, because the ground that it was sown on is difficult and barren ground. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Good job.
Okay, Shakar, good job.
Thanks, bye.
Shakar, Eddie.